my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and thank you for listening on this Friday, May the 31st. Wow. 5 months of the year in the history book, and tomorrow, June the 1st. I want to thank you for listening this week. We've been speaking about America, particular, and our country, your country, and our relationship to authority, to honor authority, respect authority, to submit to authority, to pray for authority. We've taken this as a result of Memorial Day on Monday, and Paul said, "My heart's desire and prayer for Israel, they might be saved." And he wants, and the Bible said yesterday that he wants all these people to come to know Christ in 1 Timothy in chapter number 2, verse 4 and 5. Well, today we're in one more thought about this America and your country, and it's Acts chapter 23. And before we get to our first song, I want to say congratulations to Pastor Beecher Williams and his wife Elizabeth and their sweet family. They're in Michigan, and they're in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, at the Maranatha Baptist Church. And that great church is enjoying their 30th anniversary this Sunday. Congratulations, that church. And I want to tell you something. That church, you have a wonderful, wonderful pastor and a wonderful pastor's wife and a wonderful family. You are so blessed. He grew up on the buses in Rockford, Illinois, the great Berean Baptist Church, and came to Golden State Baptist College and trained and was an assistant pastor. Now these years been there. Brother Beecher Williams, Pastor Beecher Williams, Elizabeth, and the great, great Maranatha Baptist Church. Happy anniversary. Here's the song, How Firm a Foundation. We're entering into the auditorium of the exciting great North Valley Baptist Church. They sing for us right now. What a great song. What a great people. Sing that great hymn of the faith. How firm a foundation. Well, pardon me, here's a song. I love my Savior too. The quartet's going to sing for us. We're in Acts chapter 20, verses 1 through 5 today. Let's get to that right after this song is sung for us right now. I love my Savior.
Jesus, my heavenly King, loves me, I know. Praises to Him I sing, onward I go. Closely to Him I cling, blessings still flow. I love my Savior too. I love my Savior. He loves me too.
Yes, He loves me too.
I seek His favor in everything I do. Walking with Him each day, love light does shine. Doing His will alway, never repine. Kneeling to Him I pray, Thy will not mine. I love my Savior too. Happy to serve my friend, lean on His arm. Rapture will never end, nothing alarm. Voices will sweetly blend under His charm. I love my Savior too.
Yes, I truly
love my Savior. He loves me too.
Yes, He loves me too.
Only now I seek His
favor
in everything I do. In everything I do.
Today we looked in Acts chapter 23, and Paul, and of course he's defending himself before the Sanhedrin, and Paul, earnestly beholding the council, said, "Men and brethren," he says that so often as he says that in chapter 22, verse 1, "Men, brethren, fathers." I love it when he says that. He says, hey, fellas, I'm talking to you. Listen to me. And it wasn't arrogant. It was just with authority. Paul, earnestly beholding the council, said, "Men, brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day." And the high priest Ananias commanded them that stood by him to smite him on the mouth. Then said Paul unto him, "God shall smite thee, thou whited wall, that sittest thou to judge me after the law and commandest me to be smitten contrary to the law?" And they that stood by said, "Revilest thou God's high priest?" Then said Paul, "I wist not, brethren, that he was the high priest. For it is written, thou shalt not speak evil of the ruler of thy people." Wow. That's a hard pill to swallow, isn't it? That's a real hard pill to swallow. You know what God is teaching us? Stand for righteousness, yes. But this business of name-calling and screaming and yelling and hate and, tell you what, I wish that guy was dead. That's not Bible. God says not to speak evil of the ruler. We can speak of how they violate the authority of God and how what they're legislating is sin. But we're still to be kind to people on the journey of life. As a pastor, the older I get and the longer I'm at this thing, I have a lot of conversations with our Lord how frail and how weak I've been and how I wish I could have a lot of redo days in my life and how short I just, God, Trevor, you're so full of pride. I fight pride in the opposite direction. How unworthy and how how that I have no ability to do what I'm doing. And it's pride to feel that way, because that shows that I think it's me and it's not of God and it's all of God. But I say that I want to take a clear stand, and I do, and I have for all these 54 years standing for God, what I believe and what I believe the Bible says, what I believe God's put in my heart. But I don't want to have a mean spirit. You know, we live in a day that I want to tell what I believe the Bible says. But if you don't believe it, Faber's preaching against me. No, you believe what you want. For example, I am a strong proponent of the Sunday school. Children need to be taught the Word of God. Adults need to be taught the Word of God. We're dumping it off left and right. Now, you can do that. If you feel like God's led you to dump off Sunday school, then dump it off. But I have the right to tell my people I don't. You could hardly find a church around here open on Sunday night. It's just almost extinct. Well, I don't believe in that. I believe that's helping to hurt America. I have the right to believe that. But you have the right, pastor, to say, well, I'm going to lead my people to build these millions of dollars worth of buildings and entrust to our care, and then shut the doors. And on Sunday night, nobody can get saved there. I'm glad I got saved on a Sunday night at church. I'm glad the church was open. But if you don't believe that, don't do it. So, well, we don't believe any convictions or standards or holiness or purity or this. We believe you can drink liquor. We can drink. That's a big one. Drink wine. That's a real big one these days. We believe in wine. We believe in the going to the movies. We believe in men can dress like women and women can dress like men. We believe that. And we believe in the dance, and we believe in no Sunday school. And we believe in no Sunday night, and we believe in no Wednesday night, and we believe in just fellowships, and we believe Sunday morning, one and done, and it's okay. We believe. Go ahead. I don't. But I tell you what, I don't want to have a mean spirit towards somebody. You believe what you want, but by the way, would you please let me believe and our people believe what we believe here? And you take care, and you say you don't like that, Brother Treber. I don't like that. Well, there's plenty of other places, and people find them, and you can go there and enjoy it, and God bless you. Father, help us to treat people properly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcasts and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.